You're now looking into the backyard of number 10 Downing Street, the home of our Prime Minister. Originally, Downing Street was constructed on the orders of Sir George Downing, who had a mansion here, and who wanted to add a series of townhouses on the street, perhaps as many as 20, although there are no firm records that tell us for certain. The first known political resident of number 10 Downing Street was Johann Caspar von Bodmer, Premier Minister of the Kingdom of Hanover, head of the German Chancery, and an advisor to the German-born King, George I. When Bodmer died in 1732, the house was offered to Sir Robert Walpole, a government minister who held the title First Lord of the Treasury. Walpole had worked exceptionally closely with King George I, as he was one of the few British politicians who could speak Latin, a necessity, as King George resolutely refused to learn to speak English, but could converse in Latin. As Robert worked closer and closer with the king, he soon became known as the Prime Minister, or the Top Minister, the minister working with the king. As a sign of gratitude for all of Robert's hard work and service to the nation, the king gifted number 10 to Robert. However, Robert believed accepting the gift would be inappropriate, and suggested that he would live there while he was working with the king, but then when that ceased, the house should go to the next First Lord of the Treasury. As the years have gone on, the office of First Lord of the Treasury has become entwined with the job of Prime Minister, making them one and the same, and making number 10 the home of every Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Almost. Many Prime Ministers have actually lived in number 11, as that house is much larger, but their official residence will always remain next door at number 10. To get a glimpse onto the street itself, as you face the backyard, turn right. When you get to the street with the statue of Lord Mountbatten on your left, turn left. A few steps down, you'll see huge iron gates and more officers with automatic weapons. This is the west entrance of Downing Street. From here, it's worth it to make a quick visit to the beautiful St. James's Park. So turn, with Downing Street behind you, and simply walk straight ahead and carefully cross the road into St. James's Park.